If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Do you have questions that you would like to discuss with Bishop Lambert? Then make plans now to attend Ask Bishop Lambert at Bethel Deliverance International Church. Come and receive a fresh perspective on some of life's most challenging issues, from family, finances, relationships, biblical principles, you name it. It's all open for discussion during this lively Q&A session. Ask Bishop Lambert is taking place Friday, November 6th at 7:30 p.m. in Bethel's main sanctuary, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Winco, Pennsylvania. For more information, call 215-885-2585 or visit betheldeliverance.org. Do you have questions that you would like to discuss with Bishop Lambert? Then make plans now to attend Ask Bishop Lambert at Bethel Deliverance International Church. Come and receive a fresh perspective on some of life's most challenging issues, from family, finances, relationships, biblical principles, you name it. It's all open for discussion during this lively Q&A session. Ask Bishop Lambert is taking place Friday, November 6th at 7:30 p.m. in Bethel's main sanctuary, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Winco, Pennsylvania. For more information, call 215-885-2585 or visit betheldeliverance.org.
This lesson in Judges tells you that God pays attention to your vows. That's why the Bible said it's best not to make one, than make one and break it. God listens to your vows. This man said, if you give me victory over the Ammonites, I will sacrifice the first thing that comes out my house. How many times have you said to God, God, if you give me this job, if you give me this man, or if you give me this woman, I'll read 30 chapters a day. He gives you the man, you don't read 30 pages a day. Don't you know that you put yourself and that person in a very difficult position? Because even though we don't hold on to vows, God does. In fact, the only vow that God ever removes you from is the vow that a wife makes that her husband doesn't hear. Then if the husband is made aware of the vow, he can come back and cancel out the vow, and God will not hold the woman accountable. That's the only vow that God will allow you to get away from. So you can stand in church and say, God, I promise you $1,000 a month for the building fund. And your husband's at home or he's working. Then he hears about it later. He said, no, you're not. No, you're not. And God says, okay, you're free now, because the head did not go with the body. And the body cannot go beyond the head. Proverbs 18:21. In the King James, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. That's the Elizabethan language of the King James. Now, I'm going to read it to you from the Message Bible. The Message Bible said, words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. You choose what your words are going to say. Will your words say life, or will they say death? The Bible is very clear when it says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. The Amplified says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that indulge in the tongue shall eat the fruit of it. In other words, if you, like Jephthah, make promises from your tongue, then you will eat the fruit of those promises. Promises such as, I'll love you forever. The lie that's spoken at the wedding ceremony. Do you take them to be your lawful spouse in sickness and in health until one of the other is graveyard dead? I always say graveyard dead in mine. Some preachers say until one of the other dies, And the person later on will come back and say, they're dead to me. No, it's got to be graveyard dead with a death certificate in your hand. So you stand there and pledge undying love due to the moment. But 3-5 years later, it's over. Why? Because none of us are taught what it means to love forever. None of us are taught the reality that love is not an emotion. Love is not an emotion. Sadness is an emotion. Joy is an emotion. Happiness is an emotion. See, love is a decision. Love is not an emotion. If love were an emotion, then why would God tell you to love your enemies? You don't feel like loving them. You want them dead. Now notice, he doesn't tell you to hug them. He doesn't tell you. All he tells you to do is love them, treat them kindly. If they hunger, feed them. If they're thirsty, give them something to drink. Practical things that come from your cognitive skills. Love is a decision. You decide to love somebody. Those who are captivated by love to the point where they go on feeling, they can lose that feeling when somebody else, listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. The person that you love when you get married is for the you that you are right then. But you will evolve and grow. If that spouse does not evolve and grow with you, you can love another person who's evolving and growing with you. Because they meet you where you are. Unless you decide to love this person regardless of their status in your life. You just say, you know what, I'm going to stay with this fool. Because I made a covenant and I'm just going to stay with them regardless. But your heart can go anywhere. And depending upon your psychological profile, your heart can go 32 places at one time. Particularly if you have multiple personality disorder. Seriously, because each one can love somebody else. And unfortunately, there are many people that marry 4 or 5 folks, and you bring person A to counseling, and they receive it, but person B and C acts out at home, and you say to them, don't you remember what the pastor said? And they're like, no. And many people think, oh, that doesn't happen in Christianity. Yes, it does. The Bible addresses it. It says a double-minded person is unstable. A double-minded person really speaks to a bipolar personality. So that's why somebody can say something out of their mouths and have no recollection of it next week. And you're standing there, but you told me. That's why God says, I gave you 2 ears so that you can hear twice as much as you talk. I only gave you 1 mouth. So you can hear the plus and the minus. Jephthah should have said, you give me victory over these Amorites, and when I get home, I'm going to kill the best ox that I have. Cut off its head, cut it down to the ribs, and roast it on the fire. But he said the first thing that comes out, and it was his daughter. And the result was his line ended with his daughter. No more children. Tell somebody, be careful what you say. Now, just go with me. Just go with me. Watch. There is a language for the Christian. Unfortunately, we have been duped into secular humanistic theories that permeate 21st century Christianity into making us think that the language of the Christian is dictatorial to God to get him to give us whatever we want. So we've created the concept of name it, claim it. Oh God, you have to give me this because I claim it. Now, it's very prevalent, very prominent in the African American society. Why? Because we grew up with nothing. So we need hope to have something. And since most of us lack the formal education to get those six-figure jobs, we need to create something in the realm of the spirit in order to be on an equal basis or an equal footing with those who are financially higher than we are. So we've allowed ourselves to create a doctrine, name it, claim it, under the heading of prosperity. We have the subheading of name it, claim it. And what we've done is we've tried to create a world of speech that's not biblical. All it really is the revelation of our hearts. But it has nothing to do with the intimacy of speech. There are two things that are very intimate. Speech is intimate because in most cases it reveals the heart. Speech is one of those things that you can drop it an octave, and it really can, if it's dropped in a drop the octave and spoken softly, it is something that can affect emotion. That man sits across from you and says, "You know I love you." You'll say, "Okay." But if he says, "Baby, listen. Listen, baby. Daddy love you. He love you a lot." See, somebody said that works. Now, why? Because it's intimate. Words are intimate. They were created to be intimate. It's like dancing. Dancing is intimate. You think it's not. Dancing is not about your moves. It's about the connection. It's the connection that you have when you're looking into each other's eyes. See, the devil messed up dancing. Dancing used to be a form of intimate connection, but he messed it up with dirty dancing and slapping and all that other stuff. Now it's just disgusting. But when it was, you know, slow drag, and you know, when it was touching, when it was waltz, you know, when it was those things, you look in each other's eyes, and that eye contact brings intimacy. So there are some things in your natural that bring intimacy. Words were created for intimacy. Watch. God wants to have intimacy with you. You know how you know? He called prayer. And what is prayer? We've been taught that prayer is the time to bring your wish to God. No, prayer is you and God talking. Think.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
09415.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Pray.